Let's have a look at what's in the papers. Blatt's all, folks. Yes, Sepp Blatter has resigned as FIFA president. He's been in hot water. Hotter than Qatar during World Cup season. How hot does that get? Really? Who in their right mind would host a contest there? Anyway, the pressure of the FBI investigation was too much, and as one paper put it, Mr. Blatter had stepped down to spend more time with his money. And he means it. It's been several hours since he said he was resigning, and he hasn't changed his mind, already lasting longer than Nigel Farage. As one paper puts it, septicemia walking out the door, only days after he won the election for another term. And while we all celebrate, I think it's only fair to spare a thought for those people who are suffering today because of this. If you'd done some corruption and given some bribes,
Blatt'll do nicely,
to keep Sepp in the job, you'd want him to be there for more than 6 days. I hope they kept the receipt.
Hello, and welcome to Watchdog. Tonight, have you paid to have a leader of a world sports governing body installed, but it didn't last?
And as one paper calls him, Sepatitis B, resigning raises a lot of questions. To get some answers, I'm joined by a footballing expert. Hello.
Hello, Steve.
What's the fallout of Sepp leaving like a blat out of hell?
People are asking if the 2018 World Cup will go ahead in Russia, or maybe we'll host it in the UK instead. We already have the stadiums, the infrastructure, and most of all, we often have Russian fighter jets just off our coast. So we've already got security taken care of.
So what now for FIFA? It needs a new leader and one who is far less corrupt than the previous administration. You know, I think there are people sacked from Barclays in the libel rigging scandal still looking for a job.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, nice one.